North Carolina utilities are paying less in taxes due to the legislature's tax overhaul last year. The State Utilities Commission says companies no longer have to pass on those savings to customers, but Duke Energy still plans to. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
The tax overhaul will save Duke Energy about $20 million a year. In May, the NC Utilities Commission told companies they had to pass that savings on to customers right away. But the commission reversed that decision this month. Duke Energy spokeswoman Lisa Parrish says it made the right choice.
We support the legal conclusions the commission's made in that October 9th decision.
Still, she says Duke isn't going to raise rates now, even though it fought the commission's initial ruling.
The reason is we've already reduced our rates to reflect the decrease in corporate income taxes. Beginning in July, per the earlier order, we passed those savings directly on to our customers, and we're going to continue to do so.
The savings aren't much for the typical customer. It breaks down to about 25 cents a month for Duke customers and 15 cents for Progress customers. Even so, Chris Ayer says it's about fairness. He's in charge of the public staff, the state's consumer advocacy agency and utility rate matters.
If that rate component is decreasing, then those savings ought to be flowed on to ratepayers as a matter of equity.
PSNC, the Triangle's natural gas utility, has said it will also continue to pass those savings on. If other companies choose to do the same, Ayer says an appeal won't be necessary. Besides, he thinks once lawmakers are back in session, they'll make it clear that utilities can't charge customers for taxes the company doesn't pay. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.